August 31st, 1900. In the interior souls, there cannot be disturbance. As I was in my usual state, and since my adorable Jesus was not coming, I was all afflicted, and a little concerned about why he was not coming. Then, after much waiting and waiting, he came, and seeing the blood was pouring from his hands, I prayed that from his left hand he would pour blood over the world, for sinners who were about to die, and were at risk of being lost. And from his right hand he would pour his blood over purgatory. Listening to me benignly, he stirred himself and poured blood over both places. After this, he said to me, "My daughter, in the interior souls there cannot be disturbance. And if it enters into them, it is because the soul goes outside of herself. And to do this is to act as her own executioner. Because by going outside of herself, she clings to many things which do not regard nor belong to God. And sometimes things which don't even regard the true good of the soul. So, returning into herself and bringing things that are extraneous to her, she herself torments herself. And by this, she comes to infirm herself and grace. Therefore, remain always in yourself, and you will always be calm." Who can say with what clarity I comprehended this, and how I found truth in these words of Jesus? Ah, Lord, if you are pleased to instruct me, give me the grace to profit from your holy instructions. Otherwise, everything will be for my condemnation.